You know that feeling when you come to know somebody and that person becomes your friend and you do everything together. Go to the malls, do everything, you eat together. And he's not just your friend, he becomes so protective of you that whenever you are with him, you feel secure. He becomes part of you. And all of a sudden, he announces to you that he is relocating somewhere else without you. You sit back and ask, are you serious? He says, yes. Because of my job, I'm leaving. And you said, tell me it's not true. He says, it's true. And you want to live without me? The only thing he will say, well, you know, we'll be talking. I'm not going to leave you like that. We'll be talking on phone. And you can imagine that such feeling. That was what happened to the apostles. They came to live with Christ. They were together. They did everything together. And they felt protected by him. And now he is going away. They were worried. They were disturbed. The Lord Jesus assured them, I am not leaving you orphans. I will come to you. And how was he coming to them? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. He will not be with them physically anymore, but this advocate will be with them always. That was one of his farewell messages, farewell speeches to his apostles. I am not leaving you orphans. But then he requires some commitment on their part. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. That is how it is going to happen, so that I will be with you always through the advocate that will come, the Holy Spirit. The simple demand is, keep my commandments. And is this commandment so huge that they could not keep? Just a simple thing. He said, I command you, love one another as I have loved you. That is the simple commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. He establishes love as that single identity. That once you get into it, you become his own. Love one another. And once you are able to do this, my Father will love you. I will love you. I will reveal myself to you. I will come to you. Just simple thing. My dear friends in Christ, that same message comes to us today. Love one another as I have loved you. I'm not going to leave you orphans. I will come back to you. And whoever loves as I ask, that is the person who keeps my commandments. And that's the person who observes it. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. It's just a simple thing. Will you be able to do that? Will you be able to do that? So that he will love you, he will come to you, and his Father will love you. As simple as that. Love as I have loved you.